Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How did you almost die?
206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello. Hola.
Hola.
Hola. I was up fishing in Kodiak. I think it was 1980. And it was at night, stacking gear. I was up on the opposite side of the boat as everybody else was. And, of course, lousy weather, you know, wind blowing. And I was tying the pots up. And, you know, you got to suck your knees in and just use your hands so you can't hang on. I was on the outside edge of the boat. And when the boat rocked, the crane surged and hit the pots on the other end. So I was like the end ball on the physics death set.
Oh, no.
And I just it just knocked me off. And I reached out as quick as I could with my right hand, and all I caught was the tip of the middle finger. And it held, obviously, or I wouldn't be here. And the water was between, you know, 29, 35 degrees. And the Coast Guard used to tell us we had 3 to 5 minutes in the water if, if the shock didn't kill us.
Yeah.
And no one would have seen me because I was, you know, I was out of their view. And by the time they would have figured it out and turned the boat around,
you'd have been gone.
It was a lost cause. It was a for sure deal. So.
And you caught yourself with a single middle finger.
Single middle finger. And it sprained it, boy. But it held.
That's crazy. How much did you weigh at the time?
About 180 pounds.
All right. So that is pure adrenaline, because there's no way you could do it. Someone just said, hey, man, just hang your middle finger. It wouldn't happen. But
how much longer did you how much does that make you want to find another occupation?
Well, I guess I wasn't that smart because it didn't.
Well, no, I'm just saying, you know, whatever.
Well, no, but sometimes,
like
if it, or is it just like, hey, man, those are the dangers of the job and you just get back to it, right?
Part of the deal. Yeah. I got back to it.
Okay. That's where you and I are different, but I understand your reasoning, but I'm like, yeah, I think I'm done after this run, man. That's
many close calls. I mean, many. It was ridiculous.
Now, have you ever seen anyone go overboard in the years that you were fishing?
Yeah, we were at the dock in Dutch Harbor, and one guy went over, and of course he had his inflated coat on and coveralls, and just to show you how bad it was, we were right there immediately. And he couldn't pull himself up, and so I had to lean over and pull him up hand over hand. And he probably weighed, you know, 250 pounds soaking wet, and got him on board. We got him in the shower, and it took a super long hot shower, and he was cold all day long.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know.
I bet. How many years did you do this?
I did it like 4 years.
Okay.
What's the craziest thing you ever found in a pot?
Let's see. Usually we just found, besides the crab, octopus, and halibut.
So halibut get in there and try to eat the bait, too. That seems like a small trap for the size of a halibut.
Do you say you find a halibut in there? Me, personally, I think halibut's delicious. I mean, do you guys, like, separate that and say, hey, we're cooking this bitch up later, or you just throw it back in?
Well, technically, we weren't supposed to keep them, but, you know, the halibuts usually end up dead by the time they're battering around on the spines of the king crab. So,
yeah, makes sense.
Unofficially, guys would usually dress them out, roll them up, put them in the freezer, and then we'd cook them up later.
Yeah, I would, man.
Don't waste that halibut.
If you worked in that fishery, do you know why? Like, why is barred eye snow crab so much better than like other snow crab?
Oh, barred eye is better because it's a healthier specimen, where the opelio are kind of this tiny little, you know, they got all kinds of fungus and stuff growing on them, and they don't look that appealing for starters, so it's not the best marketable product, you know, where the barred eye look nice and beautiful, and they call it snow crab. And the king crab legs, of course, look real impressive because they're huge.
They do. I always thought of, like, snow crab just being snow crab, and then, obviously, I watched Deadly's Catch for years, yeah. But then I, like, only recently I realized, like, oh, barred eye is just that much better.
Yeah.
Less fungus.
Barred eye is way bigger than the little peleos. And the peleos, you'd get hundreds of them in a pot. And I won't say what we called them because they were usually a very tiny bit too short. So you sort through hundreds and you end up anywhere from 30 to 90 after going through hundreds and hundreds. So it's like,
and you have to measure each and every one of them.
Well, yeah, when they're if they even look close, you measure them because otherwise you get fined. Everybody gets fined. The skipper, right. The crew.
Oh, damn!
And
yeah.
They confiscate the whole catch. Yeah.
That's
a lot of incentive not to cheat.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
of course.
Money
of
goes
course.
A long way, man.
How did you almost die? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Doug. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
I've been listening to you guys for 17 years. It's my first time calling in.
Well, nice, man.
Wow. We appreciate that, man.
Yep. You guys helped me through some hard times in high school, so I appreciate it.
Also known as high school.
Yeah. Yeah. Now you're married with kids.
Not married anymore. Still got the kid, though.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
You win.
That's the way to do it. Get married, have a kid.
Hey, you can move on. I'm just going to take this kid, and we're going to enjoy life.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I went to culinary school in early 20s, and we had a field trip to go to, I think, a chicken butchery factory kind of thing to learn the whole process of breaking down chicken en masse. And in culinary school, you always had to dress up in your chef whites,
yep,
whatever you want to call them. So we had to go on our trip in our chef whites. So four of us or five of us load into a car, and we, I don't know if you guys know Renton at all,
but yeah,
one of the worst intersections in the state is the right now the Barefoot Java. I don't remember the name of the roads down there, but it's just the worst intersection.
Do people ever think that you're a car going to a Klan rally?
That one, it gets even better. So we're driving through this intersection, and someone T-bones us who ran a red light going roughly 40 miles an hour. And this car is driven by a group from an old folks home. There's like four of them, all 80 plus, going to the grocery store or something. And they T-bone us going 40 miles an hour. And they're going to pin us into a pole going that fast, which is basically a death sentence. But the car next to us in the other lane going the same direction was a landscaping crew who actually pushed the old folks home car off of us and kept us from getting pinned. So we just did like 30 spins, not 30, but 8 spins and hit a pole.
8 is plenty. So, you don't need to, yeah. Once you hit 8 spins, you don't need to embellish that.
We didn't even know. So it's so slow. It felt like one spin to me in the car.
Right.
And then when we got out, people, all the witnesses are like, these guys span around like 8 times. But
was everybody
everyone
okay?
Everyone in the car. Yeah, everyone in the car was fine. I think the driver had a concussion and glass cuts all over her face.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And then I was the one that got pinned against the pole, so they had to jaws the life my door off to get me out.
And but you're conscious the whole time. What is that like? I mean, watching these guys roll up with the jaws of life.
Honestly, I was afraid. Everyone tells you that when you're that high on adrenaline, you can't feel pain.
Yeah.
So the whole time I couldn't feel pain, but I was afraid of how much pain I was going to be in.
Right, right.
It's kind of so as they're coming in, I was just so worried that my leg was broken or something because it was actually like kind of pinned in between the door and the chair. But once I got the door off, I was able to walk out just fine.
All right. So none of you guys made a poo-poo platter or anything.
No, but it's a good going joke because I have an old. What do you get when you get an old folks home car, a landscaping crew, and a car chefs together? You get a pin chefs, basically. So.
No. Right.
Okay.
Doug, you'll appreciate this. You're talking about wearing your chef's whites, right? Which I know the culinary students always do. Well, worked in restaurants, worked as a cook, and I'm walking into work one day, and I got my chef's coat on, but I'm wearing black pants. All right. And when I get up, I'm waiting at an intersection. And at this intersection, there's a bus stop. And at the bus stop, there's two or three people. But this one old brother looks at me. And it just keep in mind, remember the Karate Kid crane pose?
Yeah.
Right? So this guy looks at me and announces to the world and anyone that would listen, brother knows kung fu. And then stood in that dumbass position. And I was looking at him like, brother, I'm a cook.
But he didn't he didn't use the word brother.
He did not use the word brother. It was a straight up inbound, but yeah. I mean, he was like all impressed. Like, brother knows kung fu. Well,
there's that one comedian who's like, every neighborhood has a karate man.
Oh, yeah. He thought I was the karate man. I'm like, I'm not the karate man. Even in kung fu. Not even karate. He went straight kung fu. Then he's standing there on one foot with his arms out.
Every neighborhood's got a karate man.
You know when you get into something, like you're into it? I was at a wedding for one of my cousins. One of his college buddies was there. And he was just kind of that guy. You know what I mean? Like, not bad, but like, he'll be the drunkest one there. You'll love him. He's awesome. So at one point, I go over to the bar to get a drink, and I just hear him explaining to my mom and my aunt that he now practice karate.
Did he call it karate?
I also heard him say it like three times. Like, me and my uncle are just like elbowing each other, like, are you listening to him?
Karate.
And he's like correcting my mom and my aunt. I was like, oh, get it, man. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.